Welcome to another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. And this week, we'd like to talk about some items that will help people out with their finances. The first one we'd like to talk about is unclaimed property. What's going on here?
The Pennsylvania Treasury estimates one in every 10 Pennsylvanians is owed unclaimed property by the state. You can easily find out if you are one of these citizens by visiting the Treasury's free unclaimed property database at patreasury.gov/unclaimed-property. Again, on the patreasury.gov website, you can find a link for more information. Unclaimed property can include dormant bank accounts, abandoned stocks, uncashed checks, and more. Property is always available for the rightful owner to claim. Tangible property may be auctioned after 3 years, but proceeds remain available to claim in perpetuity. Military decorations and memorabilia, often turned over to Treasury from abandoned or forgotten safe deposit boxes, are never auctioned and remain in the vault for safekeeping until a veteran or their family is found. In 2021, Treasury returned more than $135 million in unclaimed property, along with 229 military decorations and memorabilia to veterans or their families. You never have to pay anyone to be reunited with your unclaimed property. If you find property that belongs to you, you may claim it through the Treasury's website, or you can contact my office at 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933, or visiting repmckenzie.com. Again, repmckenzie.com. And over the years, we have helped individuals collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in unclaimed property, and we're happy to assist everyone else as well.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund. I understand this is opening up soon.
Yes, starting on February 1st, applications will open for the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund to assist those struggling with unforeseen financial hardships due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The fund is for Pennsylvania homeowners whose household income is at or below 150% of the area median income and need assistance to prevent and/or ease mortgage delinquencies, defaults, foreclosures, displacement, and utility disconnection. You can learn more at PAHAF.org. That's PAHAF for Homeowners Assistance Fund.org. PAHAF.org.
And I understand there's an upcoming deadline approaching rapidly about the homestead exclusion. Can you tell us what this is about?
Sure. Individuals seeking relief on this year's school property tax bills are urged to check their status for homestead, farmstead exclusions prior to the March 1st deadline and apply if eligible. If a homeowner's application is accepted, a portion of the property's assessed value is exempt from the property tax, thus lowering the overall tax bill. The state is then responsible for the difference between the two amounts, using proceeds from gambling revenue to pay the balance. Individuals qualify for a homestead exclusion so long as the property for which they are applying is their primary residence. A farmstead exclusion is also available for buildings and structures that are used for commercial agriculture production on a farm of at least 10 acres. Again, a farm must serve as the primary residence. In Lehigh County, residents can obtain an application on their county's website at lehighcounty.org. And in Berks County, residents can obtain an application from the school district business office where they reside. And then they send the application to the county assessment office. Again, if you need any assistance, you can contact our office at 610-965-9933 or by visiting our website at repmckenzie.com.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.